There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shake it up in the words of Taylor Swift, because it's upside down. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's talk about this Chinese city first. It's terrible. They've got firemen all over the place because of two explosions in a warehouse area that blew up, feeling as though it were a small earthquake. At least 17 people are dead. Hundreds of others, the count that they have, a loose count, is over 300 that have been injured. So they're inundated, getting people help and all that sort of stuff. It's an industrial area of a port city not too far outside of Beijing. And it's, somebody who lived nearby said, imagine you're on the 16th floor of a pretty tall building and you feel like it's wobbling. And this is a place that was 2.5 miles away from the site of the explosions. So what you see is a blast of light and smoke, fireballs shooting into the air, and giant explosions. The description of the two small earthquakes sounds like it was pretty targeted. And by the way, of the people that were injured, 32 are critical. Very sad. Roads are blocked off. I mean, the population of this city that we're talking about, 13 million. How did this happen? What caused the blast? I mean, these are loose investigations right now because they're still trying to help people, search for people, put out the fire. Tianjin, China, is the name of the place. Not far from Beijing. And you know how that is with explosions. Wrong place, busy place, lots of people, and it turns into just an incredible nightmare. At the top, I want to kind of zig over to politics for a second because, of course, it wouldn't be America Tonight, would it, if we weren't arguing about politics in some senses, as we see what's happening now with the polls. I said on a previous show, and I got a ton of emails, actually, about this, that Hillary Clinton, I still say she's Teflon, but there may be a little dent in this whole thing. And again, when I say dent, it depends on what happens in the investigation, the Justice Department's investigation, because these emails have been handed over, right? But most people want to see a criminal investigation for Clinton, and there was some jumping jacks over whether it was going to be called criminal or not. That would make a big difference. So they did a poll. Monmouth University threw out a poll, and the results came out on Wednesday. 52% of registered voters, including 82% of Republicans, that makes sense, 54% of independents, and 23% of Democrats want to see this pursued as a criminal investigation. And they think that the emails should be subject to that because of the potential classified info. So that means she's losing a little ground because so much is being talked about. Hey, I had a personal account. I didn't have the State Department account because I didn't want to have to carry around two devices. Well, Mrs. Clinton may find that as Bernie Sanders leapfrogs her in the New Hampshire poll that came out, she may be in a little bit of trouble. And maybe not necessarily to the point where she's going to jail, but where she sees that nomination and the distance between her and the other candidates, that gap start to actually narrow. Grim, you get the first crack at whatever you want to talk about as you join us here on America Tonight.
Well, Hillary's about done.
I know.
I did see Biden's running.
Yay!
1%, was it?
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you wanted to kind of a response as to what they were going to do with all that cocaine that they found?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to try and kill two birds with one stone real quick like here. And this is one of them chucklers, but you might go, Anyhow, what they do is they take all that cocaine and put it in sandbags that filter, and then they take that and they build a dam down there on that river where all that arsenic and everything is and let it soak into that cocaine. And out the other side, if my chemistry is right, you're going to get like a calcinate-type thing that, you know, have a little bit of cocaine in it, but it might increase the spawning and all the animals might, you know, start breeding a little bit better up and down, or down the stream, you know, better fishing, more critters and whatnot.
There you go.
And because it's in a dry area, once it filters out all these heavy metals, you just pull it up and you just let it dry out. And then we can redistribute it back to the mid-level dealers across the country. And you know, we can lower our drug use and, you know, might even get rid of a few of them that have snuff boxes up there in D.C., you know. And, you
there
know,
you
the
go.
Money we make off of it, we'll pay some of the national debt off.
What an idea. What an idea. I guarantee they will not do that idea. They will not take you up on that. Oh, what a brilliant idea. Big idea, small packages, no. But it is funny. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I ran across a friend of mine at work, and he thought it was pretty hilarious.
It is funny.
Yeah,
it's terrible. I mean, what are the chances that okay, the EPA is cleaning up this mine from the 20s that has been there since then, and they mess it up, and it floods this whole river and dumps all of this nonsense in there that turns it orange. I mean, it's brutal.
Well, you know, you don't want to snort the orange snow.
No, you don't.
That's
awful.
The case. But
crazy.
It's worse than that, Kate. I've been hearing a lot of things. Have you heard that they're trying to sell, you know, make Indian bead-type exchanges to the Indian nations down there?
Yes.
You know, they're trying to, not only did they ruin them, but they're trying to snuffle them.
I know. It's crazy.
It's bad, you know.
I know.
They're in the wrong area to try and do that, because, you know, you can already hear everybody raising Cain about it. You know, them coming in trying to just, you know, settle with them. Well, not only that, there's some conspiracy theories going on too with it. I don't know if you heard about them. They believe that it was intentional because they want to try and get them on one kind of water source or something. I can't really recall. I heard that too, kind of snuck in by some caller that called in Mark Levin.
Ah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
You have to check it out because they're thinking that they're trying to get them all in on a control system, a controlled water system. You know, that'd be real sad if it was intentional.
Yeah, I think conspiracy theories are conspiracy theories for a reason. Sometimes they're proven right, Grim, as you know, and it's not so crazy and out in left field. But I'm gonna call foul on that. I think that is way, way, way out in left field. All right, stay with us. We're talking about gambling next and regulations.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Once again, so many people sending us emails about Hillary Clinton especially. So we're going to jump to that immediately. Again, 24-7, you can hit us up on our mailbag, americatonight.net. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, this one from Bobby, who says, Kate, Hillary Clinton and this thing with the servers, I think is possibly the one thing that could take down the Clintons, because how can she get around it if on the server they find classified material? You can't prosecute other people for having classified material exposed and not go after Hillary Clinton. Oh, I think there's a way they could do that. Did the mea culpa? Oh, geez, whatever. There was nothing here that we realized, blah, blah, blah. I still think they could dance around it. However, could it take down the campaign? Well, it could in the sense that if it's played up enough, people aren't voting for Hillary Clinton. So there is pressure there. There's no question. And there is pressure to explain that use of the personal email while serving as a Secretary of State. So there's more complications twisted in that because two aides are being pulled into this inquiry. And they also say that there are a couple emails on her private account that have been classified as top secret. So what does that mean? What is the top secret, highest security classification, much more sensitive probably than we initially thought, if that's what we're saying? So let's see what happens. In fact, a spokesperson with the State Department's Inspector General said, we will follow the facts where they lead to include former aides and associates and appropriate. So that means they're going to pull in a whole bunch of people, and let's see what the conversation was about the emails. Woo. Okay, here's another one on the emails. This one from Don. Hillary Clinton's going down, Kate. I know that you think she's Teflon, and in a way I agree with you, but I think it's time to throw the pan away. And I think that Chuck Grassley, the Republican chairman of the judiciaries, got her in his sights, without a doubt. There is some sort of top-secret information that seems to be on this server that I would think could sink her. Well, I go back to the same thing. We'll have to wait and see if that's the case or not. I know that they had the four aides of Clinton's that they talked to or going to talk to had to turn over records, copies of work emails on personal accounts to the State Department. So they're collecting them to respond to the subpoena from Capitol Hill. So I know that for sure. That could spell a bad thing for her. And because what does it say? And if it's really over the top, maybe there's no way around that. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how they evaluate it. There's going to be pressure, trust me, on the other side, too, because the Clintons have friends. And, you know, they're saying, even they're saying, this is not to get Hillary Clinton. It's, you know, the Office of Evaluations and Special Projects within the Office of the Inspector General. This is what they're saying, is reviewing the use of communications hardware and software by five secretaries of state and their immediate staff. So they're going beyond that to really show, okay, look, here's what we've got. But if this Clinton emails include the classified info and it's led to this FBI inquiry over whether it was improperly stored in her private server and a thumb drive held by her attorney, now there's the other key to that. So does that mean they were trying to drain it? I don't know. Bad news, I think. Certainly it's bad news for Clinton because these headlines are pouring out and it's not doing her any favors. And she's going to have to try to, if nothing else, dissuade people that she's dishonest and there was something crazy going on. Like, what I think is, hey, I'm just going to have this one thing I don't want to carry around too. Okay. That's what I think it was. Not, no, Madam Secretary, you have to have this email. We have to have it on our servers. Too bad. That didn't happen. So what happened there? Okay, we move to another one another story that certainly perked some of you up and must have just done this for some of you. And this is from Robbie, who says, Kate, I've never emailed you before, but trust me, my dear, I've been listening. How about Bernie Sanders actually jumping ahead of Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire while her campaign might be sitting back on its heels and thinking, we're the Clintons, she has this lead, it's her turn, they better get busy, because if he is jumping ahead, who says that everything else surrounding her, even if it falls by the wayside, meaning the servers, who says that Bernie Sanders doesn't overtake her and win the nomination? Well, what's interesting is I looked at that poll, and in the poll, it shows that it's a new Franklin Pierce University Boston Herald poll, and it shows that Sanders leads her 44-37% among likely Democratic primary voters. And it's really the first time that she's trailed, really, in the 2016 primary campaign. So that part is a big deal. And by the way, Joe Biden got 9% support in the test primary matchup. He has not declared, but the thought is, if he does declare, he also could give Hillary Clinton trouble. So this is bad news for her. I guarantee they've had a bunch of meetings about that, because if you look at where she was in March, so think about how long ago March was, she was killing Bernie Sanders. Do you know what it was, the margin? 44-8. So now if I'm a Sanders person, if I'm helping him run, if I'm running his campaign, I'm psyched because we're doing something right. To go from 8 points to surging ahead of Hillary Clinton, I think the whole email thing, the servers, that kind of deal has not hurt his cause either. But without a doubt, people are now looking in a different direction. So how about that? All right, so let's look at some other emails. How about this one? This one from Robbie listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Kate, you might not have seen this story, but I thought it had your name all over because we've actually have had some fun moments on your show talking about now what's happened with marijuana. Did you see the story about American Indian tribes that are going to use marijuana as a crop that they can sell because they can grow it on tribal land? Did you happen to see that? You know what? There was a story, and I guess you probably saw this too, that somebody sent me a story that talked about the fact that they're calling it the Green Gold Rush because of the legislation of what's happening with legalizing marijuana, how it's really pretty much spread from state to state. So there are only four states and D.C. that have recreational use, that you can use it, so they could do it, right? But there are other states that are getting ready to have pot to be allowed to be used for medicinal purposes. So with the tribes, there's about 200 tribes that are considering growing cannabis on their land. And it's because, I guess, and who knew this? Only because I saw the link to the story. Maybe you saw the same one. They're able to do it because of the their legal status, which allows them to cash in, obviously on the casino business. And that's what's been happening for decades. And marijuana is seen as a way of generating jobs on reservations and money for tribal administrations. So the legal land status gives them the leeway to be able to do it. Wow. Absolutely. Excuse me. Crazy. Just something that's starting to happen. And, of course, unemployment on reservations is a big problem. They're saying in some cases it's like 80%, and that's a problem. And this has led to other things that have happened in the culture. But they've been able to, because of the casinos, they've been able to cash in on that with the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. And so that authorized gambling on the tribal land, even if it's illegal in the surrounding state. And now you have this thing with the marijuana. So I think that's pretty big, because the amount of tribes and the land that we're talking about is very, very significant. I mean, incredibly significant. Big, big story, absolutely. All right, quickly we go to this one last one. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I heard you describing what was happening with that Colorado gold mine. Shame on the EPA. They screwed up. They hired somebody to work on the waste that had been stored there for how many decades. They make a mistake. It dumps into the river, and it causes all of these closures, restrictions, and that putrid yellow that is now covering the animus. And it's so dangerous. And so far, I guess it hasn't hurt anyone's health, but it's not good. Not good at all. That's why Gina McCarthy was doing a little CYA, the head of the EPA, and making sure to tell everyone there's no evidence that this 3 million gallon spill, which has turned this river into orange, and it has metals like copper and zinc and whatnot are in there, that it's hurt anyone or wildlife or the ecosystem, but not good. And they say they're working around the clock to clean it up. All right, thank you so much again for hitting us up on the mailbag at americatonight.net.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tonight we're going to have some fun at the tail end of this hour. Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo. Nathan Reeder joins us, and we get to have him sound off on some of the things that are kind of on our radar screen. You know, and it just depends. Since we live in such a social media world, and there are so many avenues, you could say that we all, and I already think this anyway, we're all looking at things a little bit differently, because what is it that we're perusing? What is it that has shaped us in, you know, some way? I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. Somebody sent this to me earlier in the day, is something that Franklin Graham said, saying shame on Target for gender neutral signage. He didn't call for a boycott, but the reverend said, Why do they have their signs that way? And I didn't even think about that until he said it. I was like, I went to Target the other day. So what he meant was that they're not using signs like in the children's departments of their stores, that it's just neutral. So they're not even saying that. And wow, I just didn't even think about that, right? So the millions of customers that would be boys or kids or love or whatever, they're just there. I guess you gotta figure it out. Let me see. Let me hold these pants up. These must be for boys, I guess. I guess that's what that is. And wow, I had no idea. It made me so curious that I checked it out, and sure enough, he was right about that. And of course, what Graham is saying is, look, I don't have a problem with somebody who's gay or lesbian shopping at Target or anyplace else. And of course, they should be treated fairly. But why are stores organized to appease them? So I'm wondering, do you think that's fair, or is it completely foul? Is it completely ridiculous? What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Now, here's what the problem is. Because we've had bullying, because we've had crazy insaneness that has happened to people who are different, there's now the pendulum is swung in another direction. So we do not live in America in a culture of non-labels. We don't. I have a friend that lives in Sweden, and in Sweden, they, in fact, there's even a funny sitcom that's, I don't know if it's still on, but one that Amy Poehler created, I think, and it was about being in Sweden and how women were equal to men, and they were poking fun at how they'd go overboard to make sure that it was equal. But it is that culture. They totally, in Sweden, that's how you grow up. There is no, yep, we're all just people. We're peeps. That's it. Doesn't matter. Yes, we have some differences in our anatomy and whatever, but it's not boys' line, girls' line, and you're not called out that way. But this is what they've always done. So now, what he's saying about Target is, how come a family, I mean, couldn't a family go in, okay, there's the boys' department, there's the girls' department, and then what are we going to have to do? Label every single possible label there could be, which would be so crazy, wouldn't it? I don't know. It seems crazy to me. And again, I'm open-minded about whatever. Label anything however. In fact, it would be great if we weren't so labelistic. But it does really feel silly to go on the other side. Okay, so it's boys, girls, whatever, infants. And for example, that's important. Like when you go to get kids, if you have any friends that have a baby and you go to get infants something, the 3 to 6 months, the, you know, 8 months to a year, all those. I'm already confused by the sizes, let alone if I had to dig through a whole bunch of piles and figure out, I think these are for boys. I mean, there'd be obvious things. But that's what they're trying to say, I guess. Hey, if you want to wear a flowered shirt, you want to wear this, you want to wear that. I mean, listen, girls have been, I remember we wore boy sneakers. We wore the high tops. So that's happened anyway. That was just a cool thing to do. So we were buying boy shoes, sneakers, when I was a kid. And there was even a period where I remember I took my brother's sweatshirt and we sort of cut the shoulders at the top, and they were baggy, and we wore those. So we've already got that going on anyway, right? That you could pick up whatever. And there are people, because of their shapes, that get sometimes wear bigger shirts, or it doesn't fit right or something, and they're in men's sizes. Or vice versa, if you have someone who's small and it's just I'll call it a unisex T-shirt. But now I'm going to start paying attention to that to see if that's carrying over in other stores. So maybe what's going to happen is you go into the store and say, okay, I'm gender neutral. I'm not judging anyone. But I do have a son, and he's this size. Can you point me in the direction of a pie? He just wants a boy's jean. Can you point me in the direction of where they are? Because I'm not sure. Or go in. My friend just had a baby. All I need is infant clothes, and the colors are fine. I am gender neutral. Just point me to where this is so I know where the sizes are. And that just stood out to me that, wow, I understand what he's saying. I get what he's saying there, that because of now what's happened, this shift, we really don't know how to handle it, I guess, marketing-wise. You're on your own. It's like blindfolding you. Remember the taste test? Just go in and hope for the best. Hope for the best. If any of you watch Shark Tank, then you know who Mark Cuban is, right? They always show him that cheeseball-y pose with the NBA trophy, the Mavs winning the trophy how many years ago? But they show him doing that, and I don't have a problem with Mark Cuban. In fact, I mean, bravo for what he was able to do and make the kind of money he made on a great idea. But he said is something interesting. He said that he would love to be a Republican, but they have one major problem. He said, I would prefer to be. And he said, but the problem is, I want smaller government. I want smarter government, just like most Republicans. But aside from that, I disagree with Republicans on most social issues. The Republicans have a much bigger problem that will crush them in every presidential election until this changes, which goes along with what the Franklin Graham, what he's saying about Target. He says the Republican Party requires that all their presidential candidates conform to consensus. If you don't agree with every platform of the party, not only are you called a rhino, a Republican in name only, of course we know, you are considered unelectable in the primaries and become a source of scorn, and that's a problem. He says that that kind of thinking is counterintuitive to leaders who don't conform to the consensus. They create consensus to their visions and goals. Well, that part's true. If you lead a company especially, yeah, that's exactly what you do. You don't conform to the consensus. That's the antithesis of what you would do. And then the idea is change is never easy, of course, but when it's necessary and you're the leader, that's what you do. So how many other people are thinking that? And is Cuban right? Is Cuban right that the Republicans have to find a better way? Because he says the Republican Party does everything possible to discourage leadership. They want dogma. They want conformity. They want to conserve their romanticized past. And he, and you know what he said? He said, that's a shame. I'd be a Republican. That's a shame. I wish they wanted to conserve the best of what America is today and find a leader that can take us to new places that make our future better. And then he did say this, too, that he's not letting the Democrats off the hook. He said he knows a lot of Democrats can be the same. And he said, but I don't want to be a Democrat. He said, you know, he said he wanted to be a Republican, but there was this one problem. And he doesn't want to be a Democrat. I mean, I don't know. So here we go with the whole label thing again. And I've said this before in the show. Listen, anybody out there, I mean, I would love to know the answer to this question. Is there anybody out there that 100% agrees with all of the presidential, one of the presidential candidates, that this is who you want because your ideology is 100% on the same page as that person? I'm going to say no, because I think it's impossible to find the exact replica of you. There's got to be probably something. You might line up on a lot of issues, but there might be something else that you don't like. Now, I was watching after that story came out what people were saying about Mark Cuban, and they say that he's a little socialist. So, he was getting name-called a bunch, even though he said he wasn't a Democrat. So then my question to Mark Cuban is, okay, not a Democrat, not a Republican, who are you voting for? I mean, really, who are you voting for? Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo coming up.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over GCNLive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Lift
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come.
I can't help it. I love that song. Hey, hey, everybody. This is the fun part of the show. It really is. When we get to put Nathan Reeder on the spot. Well, not on the spot, but we get to invite him into the show a little bit more. Nathan, how are you? Ready for a little fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo?
Oh, yeah. Give me a plate full of it.
Well, on that note, let's head to it.
Bingo!
All right, Nathan, we're going to start off with something that has just made so much news that, I mean, what's next? What other shoe is going to drop? You know who Bill Cosby is, right? The entertainer, blah, 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 the Cosby Show, the whole thing, right?
No.
I know you're lying.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So now, it seems like every week at least there's another headline, another person that comes forward Three new Bill Cosby accusers have revealed explicit details of these assaults. I mean, this is brutal from the almost through every decade of his career. So it's not one person or two people or three people or people who know each other. It's like now off the charts. It's over 20 women at least. So here's the thing. Do you think that when you look at this, do you think that Cosby should just kind of fade away? It seems like his lawyer and his spokespeople make it worse as they continue to push back and try to find anybody that'll stick up for him. And then you have people like Whoopi Goldberg, who, you know, was furious to saying it was like a lynch mob. And then when so many things happened and so many details were verified, then suddenly she said, I take that back. And that's what's starting to happen. People are saying, yeah, I take that back. And that's what's going on with him. So I guess what do you think the outcome of this should be?
I think it should be probably the mounting not necessarily evidence, but certainly accruement of witnesses to something that went on. I mean, it's kind of a dark thing.
It is a dark thing. It's a dark thing that's a mess that's just speaks volumes of what's so wrong about putting people on pedestals, too, because of the fame, celebrity bubble thing, and then that's part of the problem. That was part of the problem when this first started to come out, and there were people that were brave and said details, and they could verify them and all that, and then they were kind of heckled and shut down and all of that as well. And I think that's because, again, of the celebrity status deal. Now when he's, the few times when he's gone out to speak, people have, you know, yelled things at him. Somebody screamed out, you're a rapist, and blah, 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 and he fired back at them from the stage and say, tell me about how are you supposed to get away with rape, and it's just become a nightmare. Here's what I would say. I would be, if I were one of the people that were booking him, I'd be very careful about the whole booking thing. Yeah, I really would. You know, because you book bands, you book bands.
See, that's
with
funny.
Clubs.
That's
yeah,
funny. You say careful, I just say not.
Yeah, no way. That's what I would say. I'd say there's no way you could book him. Because how, in good conscience, how could you do that? You don't. It's a nightmare. Plus, if you're really reading all these things, there's just no way. I mean, I think it's horrible if somebody gets, a man gets accused of rape and he had nothing to do with that and it was some made up, trumped up story. But when you have real evidence and too many people and all these decades, I say, forget it. That's why I said, shouldn't he just fade away? Just fade away. That's the thing to do.
Fade away, though? What does that mean?
I mean, meaning, why constantly try to... It's almost like when somebody's trying to say, they try to tell you they didn't do it too much. You know what I mean? Where he's trying to find anyone, please, somebody besides one person in my family and whoever, come out and defend me, then look what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the way that he's trying to handle what's going on. I mean,
yes, the handling of it.
He can't really do the handling anymore. I think with so many other people involved, it needs to include some investigations going on with the
absolutely. So. Absolutely, investigations, and let's see it, bring it, let's hear it. All right, you'll love this one, so we're both going to kind of say, I think, bingo for that, right? Follow through.
Yes, yeah. Salty, weird-tasting bingo.
Absolutely, I agree. How about this? Marijuana farms have been engulfed by California wildfires over the summer. It's been terrible. You know, we talked about it on America Tonight, and they're trying to contain these fires in Northern California. It's burned 70,000 acres, so the marijuana crops destroyed aren't, they say, causing any supply issues. It could drive up prices. But the thing that's interesting is it smells like marijuana all over the place, like in Humboldt County. They're wondering if people could get high, including kids, from the smell of the marijuana.
Yes, you can.
Which is somewhat funny in some ways, not necessarily if you have a baby or a young child, but it's just wild to think of that these places just flat out smell like pot.
Oh, it's stinky.
Yeah, stinky, and you can see it. I was looking at it, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, what about these firemen? You know, so what about that? And they're walking around, and some of the areas are the marijuana areas. So,
oh yeah,
wow.
Responders. First responders to any of that marijuana stuff,
usually
get aspects of dealing with imbibing fumes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the marijuana market. I'm going to say shred it. What are you going to say?
Oh, it smells fruity.
It smells fruity.
Mm-hmm.
It smells fruity. I can tell. Okay, how about this? Facial recognition, I don't know how you feel about that, but they're saying more and more that by the year, I just read a study on this, that by the year 2020, we're going to have more and more facial recognition, and that police departments are going to be able to use it, and we're going to use it for other things as well, a lot of verification. Do you like the idea of facial recognition?
Well, I mean, do you like the idea of any really amazing technology that can make things very efficient and then also be able to categorize and non-individualize you? It's a perpetual kind of weird feeling, isn't it, Kate?
It is a weird feeling. I don't really like it in many aspects. I don't.
I got to tell you, having a robot call you by your first name when you've got a whole bunch of other things you got to say to that robot coming, it's just it's
creepy.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree with you. It's that yin and yang of technology where in one way someone can tell you why it would be helpful, but in another way it marginalizes you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And depending on how it's used, I think it's you know, that's why I don't get they don't call it a fast pass, they call it something else, where you go through this whole rigmarole so you can get through the lines faster at the airport, and everybody I know says, oh, you should do it. It's like, no, I don't want to be turned upside down like a Rubik's Cube. No, thank you. So,
yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Interesting. We'll see. Facial recognition, huh?
Oh, it's happening.
All right. Yeah. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, another one in the books, my friends. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.